recording.
That's great.
No, it's not great. Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
We'll start over.
Sounds good.
I can remember everything I say.
My name is Ted Kerr. I'm here with Doug Ashford on October 14th, 2016. We're at Doug's studio in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. We're here for the speaking for the Smithsonian project. Doug, I'm going to ask you again, what is your first memory?
My earliest memories are available to me probably because I was born in North Africa and then I returned there when I was three. Maybe two and a half or three. I have very distinct, and I've characterized these in the past as a kind of a baby memory, which are that the baby memory or that the infant memory is in a way kind of synesthetic. So they are, probably for most people, dreamlike in the sense that they have multiple aspects to them. And I'm not sure if they were there the first time that I was in Morocco with my young parents. I was second born. Or the second trip when I was a bit older. There was a man who danced in the street in Rabat in front of our house. And he wore a kind of overflowing costume that looked like a jester's costume. And he played the drum and people gave him money. And I remember that. Ooh, there's a fourth one. This is good, we did it again.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. And the second was that there was a woman, her name was Zora, I just remember that, whose hands had henna patterns painted on them, and who cared for me. So I remember her hands, the color of her hands, and the drawings on them. Not necessarily what the drawings look like, but that they were drawn on. And then thirdly, I remember being with her in the yard, and the light. One always remembers the light of a certain place. In a tree that had large red fruits on it, which was a pomegranate tree. I'm pretty sure. The fourth memory that I just remembered was that there was a store nearby where we would go and get food. And there were gigantic bottles of Coca-Cola. Bottles of Coca-Cola that I think were like a gallon, but in the shape of that old fluted Coca-Cola form that I wanted, but didn't get. But yeah. I wanted them.
You didn't get them.
No, I don't remember getting them.
And so, as we spoke about a little bit before, your family, if I remember correctly, consisted of your mother, your father, and you had three siblings in the first family unit,
mm-hmm.
and then one sibling when your father remarried.
Yes.
And I wonder if you want to just share with us a little bit of like the makeup of the family, and while doing that, share the kind of the geography and timeline
mm-hmm.
of the first maybe 10 years.
Okay. So my father was an academic, and when they were married, I believe he was still working on his PhD, and I was born 4 years after they were married, maybe three. In the first sort of 5 or 6 years of my life, my father was moving around as a developing academic, as probably residencies or assistant professorships here and there. My sister was born in Indiana. The following year, we were in Morocco again, so then I was probably three. No, we were in Morocco, then I was born, then we went back again when I was three. So there was, in between, I think, stints in North Carolina. After the 3 to 4 in Morocco, we moved to Washington, D.C., where my dad was a professor.